Okay, today's daf is Pesachim daf Mem Dalet, and we're going to talk about one of the major sugyas in Shas that comes up right here, and that is Tam Ki'ikar. Tam Ki'ikar. The Gemara started this discussion on Mem Gimel Amid Beis, towards the bottom, where the Gemara got into the sugya of Heter Mitztaref L'Isser. The Gemara said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that all Yisurim in the Torah Ain Heter Mitztaref L'Isser. We know we need a shear for a full Avera with an Onesh. So if one does not have enough of the shear of the Isser, but yeah, it's combined with other food, so then one would have the shear. So we say Ain Heter Mitztaref L'Isser. That's not the halacha. You have to have a full shear of the Isser, except for Isure Nazir, because the Torah says Mishras. Mishras means soaked. You take some bread and soak it in wine, and that mixture is going to be Usser. So the wine plus the bread could fill up and be for the shear of Yisurei Nazir. But other than that, we don't see Heter Mitztaref L'Isser. Ziri argues, the Gemara goes into that, Kedei Achilas Pras, but then the Gemara says on the bottom of Mem Dalet Amar Aleph, is that really what the word Mishras comes to teach me? It comes to teach me Heter Mitztaref L'Isser. There's a different halachic principle that it teaches me. No, V'hai Mishras L'Hachi Yudasa, Haimi Boy Lele Kedetanya. Don't we need it for the following brisa? Mishras Litein Tam Ki'ikar. Doesn't Mishras teach me that the tam of something is like the ikar of something? And even if you only have the tam, it is also shim shara anavim b'mayim. If I soaked grapes in water, v'yesh b'hem tam yayin, and they have the tam of yayin, the water tastes like wine, chayiv, you're going to be chayiv for drinking that water. Right, even though this, it's not the isser, it's not the wine, it's just the taste of the wine still. And you learn from here, from Tam Ki Ikar by Nazir, learning from Mishras, you learn that, the Kala Torah Kula, based on a Kal V'Chomer. Uma Nazir She'eni Sur Isser Olam. If Nazir, which is not a permanent isser, it's not forever, it's 30 days, or whatever you accept. Ve'eni Sur Isser Hana, and it's not Asur Bahana, a Nazir is not Asur Bahana, in all of the items related to grapes. V'esh Heter Li Isuro. And there is a way even to get out of it, right? If somebody goes to a chacham, bo, right? So if Nazir, which has all of these kulas, and yet, Tam Ki'ikar, Kilayim she Isur Isur Olam, but Kilayim, for example, which is an Isur Olam, Kilayakarim, the Isur Isur Hana, you're not allowed to get Hana from Kilayakarim, then Heter Lisur, there's no way to get out of Kilayim, you know, then she asked the Tam Ki'ikar, surely we should say Tam Ki'ikar by Kilayim, Vodin La Arla Bishtayim, and if you take another one, Arla, at least by two of them, which one, which two, good question, discussion in the Mefarshim, but either way, we see Mishras teaches me Tam Ki'ikar, so the Gemara says, really, this is the Shita of the Rabbanan, Rabbi Yochanan, holds like Rabbi Akiva, who uses Mishras for Heter Mitztaref L'Isser, so he needs to learn Tam Ki'ikar from somewhere else. Where does he learn Tam Ki'ikar from? We assume that everybody holds a Tam Ki'ikar. The question is, where do you learn it from? So one source is Mishras from Nazir, and the other one, we tried to learn it from Basar V'Chalav, but we ended up saying that's not good, because Basar V'Chalav is a Chiddush. It goes against the Klalim that we usually are aware of, so you can't learn from it. Right? That's a Chiddush. Rashi says here, Kol Isuro Temahu. The whole Isser of Basar V'Chalav is a Tema. V'davar Chiddush, Eino Matsui Beinenu. Bishar Isurim, and therefore Logar Minan, Chumr Didei Ashar Isurim. We've quoted that from Tosfos in the past, and Yuvavas Dav Zayin, and Tosfos elsewhere, but the Rashi says it right here. That Chiddush means Davar Asosir Asaklal, and therefore one wouldn't be able to learn it from Basar V'Chalav. So where do you learn it from? So the Gemara says, you learn it from Giulei Nachrim. You learn it from when Bnei Yisrael were able to acquire the pots from Midian. They had a kasha them. They had a kasha them. What do you mean they had a kasha them? Only the taste is in here, right? They didn't have the actual non-kosher food. So we say, oh, it must be because of Tam Ki'ikar. That's the second suggestion. Al yavah b'gulei nachrim. Gulei nachrim laf taima ba'al mahuva. Asur achanami lo shna. So those are the two suggestions of the source. Mishras or gulei nachrim. And the Gemara says elsewhere in Chulin and Daf Kuches, that Tam is Ki'ikar, Ta'amo V'lo Mamasho. Ta'amo V'lo Mamasho means the Tam of something and not the Mamasho of the item. That's a Baya on Daf Kuches, Amin Aleph, and Chulin. Ta'amo V'lo Mamasho, Be'alma De'araisa. It must be Ta'amo V'lo Mamasho is De'araisa. Why? Because if it's Durabanan, De'arada Durabanan, so then says the Gemara based on the Mishnah there, Mibasar B'chala, my time, Malo Gamrinan. De'chidishu, I'chidishu, Afagav De'lekanos, in Tam Namis. The Gemara assumes, maybe you should say Tam of Lama Kasho is Daraisa. So this is the sugya of Tam Ki Iker, a big topic which we'll touch on. Again, we can spend many shiurim on this, but we'll just try to get some of the ideas that are suggestions. The essence of the din is really a major machlokas rishonim. How do we understand Tam Ki Iker? Rashi right here, Imsachem Adaf Mem Dalet, and it's echoed by Rabbeinu Tam in Avodah Zarah, as we'll see, and the Rush in Chulin, and that is Tam Ki Iker really means what we would call Heter Nefach LeIsser. It's different than Heter Mitzarif LeIsser. Heter Mitzarif LeIsser means you have an Isser, you have a Heter, they're together, and the Heter could help combine for the Shear, but it's not Osir itself. It's not Osir itself, it's just Heter Mitzarif LeIsser. But when it comes to Tam Ki Iker, the Heter becomes Osir because of the Tam in it. Rashi says, "Litein tam ki iker, la'asos tamo shel iser ki ikara umamasho. Make the tam of the iker like the iker and its mamashes. Chayiv bekizayis mehen. V'halav mishum hetem mitzarif le'iser hu." Rashi says, it's not because of hetem mitzarif le'iser. Ela mishum de isavid le'kule iser. But it's because the whole thing becomes usser. You don't learn Hetem Esarif L'Isser. That's Rashi's Lashon. It's Avid Le'kula Isser. And if you look in Tosfos, in Maseches Avodah Zarah, along Tosfos there, in the name of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says there, relating to Tam Ki Iker, says the Rabbeinu Tam, let me just find the line, if I could find it. Rabbeinu Tam, and I'll read it from the Rush. Rabbeinu, because there's a big, Rabbeinu Tam says a number of points here. Rabbeinu Tam says towards the Tam Ki Iker is Daraisa. He quotes our Gemara, Tam Ki Iker Daraisa. That's the other point that we'll get to. Okay, I'm not going to find it now. Let's look in the Rush in Chulin, Zayin Lamed Aleph. So he quotes this Beferish also from Rabbeinu Tam. I'll read it there. Rabbeinu Tam. Just find the line here. Here's Rabbeinu Tam. The Tam Ki Iker b'min b'shein minu Daraisa. Tekiva shenasano iser Tam beheter. Nefach kulo lios iser. Since the iser puts the tam in the heter, the whole thing becomes aser. V'lokin alav b'kizayis kilu havikulo iser. We'll get to that about Hashem soon. And you get malchus just for you to get kizayis of the mixture, says Rabbeinu Tam. Just the kizayis of the mixture. V'afilu l'kula azlina basar taima. And then Rabbeinu Tam adds, even l'kula one would follow the tam. What do you mean even l'kula? The yotzei beisas haorez yidei chovaso kivan sheish batam afilu ruba orez. If you have a dough of rice dough, but you have some grain in it, if it tastes like grain, if it tastes like one of the five grains, you could use that for matzah. Tam ki iker even lakula that you could use it for matzah, not just by yisurim. The alfid alami mishras o miguli o bikochavim, as we said here. Vafid Rabbi Yochanan kol shatama v'lamamasho ein lokan alav. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, with tama v'lamamasho, you wouldn't get malchus. That's a case where it's min bemino and you don't have the tam. Okay, but that is the shita of Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi in our Gemara. And the Rush, that Heter is Nefach Le'Isser. If you look at Rabbeinu Chaim quoted there in the Rush, a little later, he also assumes that Heter is Nefach Le'Isser, but in a little more limited way. Rabbeinu Chaim Zalpirish, Da'iri B'Shaver B'in B'Shein Omino, V'Tama U'Mamasho Kari, Kishiyesh Kizayis B'Chtei Achilas Pras. If you have a kizayis v'chdei achilas pras of the iser, so then you can, that's called tam ki iker daraisa. The oz havi kamo mamasho shel iser, then the whole mixture is considered mamish of the iser. If you have kizayis v'chdei achilas pras in the iser, then any kizayis in the tarovis is called mamasho. Kiva diish kolkach min ha iser shebetoch achilas pras ochel kizayis nasa kulo iser via ochel mimeno kizayis loke. And you just eating kizayis from the tarovis. Kid the chazina gabi isas ores. He quotes the same thing as Rabbeinu Tam did. Debi kizayis bimenu yosi echavaso af lahakel. The tama v'loma masha. What's the case of tama v'loma masha? What's the case that is not fully tam ki iker? If you don't have kizayis b'dechilas pras of the iser. If you have kizayis b'dechilas pras of the iser, you have that much. So then the whole item is defach l'iser, and therefore even if you only need kizayis of it, you're going to get malchus. But in a case where you don't have kizayis b'dechilas pras, you don't have that much iser. So then we don't say that the whole item is nefach, and you have to eat enough of the mixture that you would be definitely be getting a kizayis of the Isser. The Mistaver Lomar, the Lochmira Torah, but the Sinas Tam Shal Isser Beheter, Lohovcho Le Isser, Kishaheter, Kokach Yoser, Ala Isser, Shemaya Isser Ba'en, Vinikar, Batocha Heter, Balon, the Sinas Tam Loya Loka Love. Right? If you had the Isser Ba'en, it wouldn't be enough to get Malchus for us, then even if it's in the mixture, it's not going to be enough to make the whole mixture, Usser, Mishum the Isser. But if it has enough, so then it can. So those, both of those deos assume that on some level, Tom Kaker means heter is nefach le'isser, and the only question is, how much isser do you need in order to label it? So this is a huge chiddush, because there's a more minimal way of understanding the sugya of Tom Kaker. This is quoted by other Isharim, the Ravid, quoted in the Rashba there, in Chulin Tzadiches, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi the Ramban. Others quote that it doesn't mean that the heter is nefach le'isser, but it's just that tam cannot be batel. Tam is like a dover nikar, and therefore it can't be batel. Tam ozuha karaso is the language of the Ravid there, and therefore it's not that the whole thing becomes isser, but it's just that the tam can't be batel, and therefore the whole mixture is usser because of the tam in it. But you're going to have to eat a kezias of the isser, but not just of the tarovas, like a mushal. Yavish be yavish, when you're makir the isser. Right? If you have a bunch of hamburgers and you know one of them is usser, you see that one that's usser. So you can't say bittel. There's no bittel there of nikar ho isser. So too, the tam is nikar ho isser, and therefore it can't be bittel. But the earlier Rishonim, Rabbi Nutam and Rashi and Rabbi Nochayim quote something much more than that. They say, no, the whole mixture becomes usser. So how'd they make that jump? How did they understand Tom Kaker that they would make that jump? So 2 points. Number one from Rabbi Chanan, and number two from Rabbi Chaim. Right? Two of the chidushim said by Tom Kaker. Says Rabbi Chanan, right here, in Pesachim. Rabbi Chanan here in Os Kuf Ayin Hey says the following yesod. Well, we know, we had earlier in the Perek, earlier in the second parak, we have the sugya of Gidanosha. Yesh begidin and ein begidin beno sein tam. So if you hold, says Rabbi Chanan, he starts with this. If you hold ein begidin beno sein tam, that Gidanosha is not usser because of the tam. So why is that? It's usser because this is gid. The Torah assers gid, even if it's the taste is not existent, or it's not halachically existent. Right? Kiva the chazin and the laman damer ein begidin beno sein tam. Ein bohem shum iser acher rak iser gid to behachi chayve rachmana. The Torah says you're chayev for eating gid, even though it doesn't have a taste. What's that? Mashma v'nimsa the bechal dvarim asurim ha iser al hamamish hu rak al yedei hatam. All other iserim, if the Torah is bechadish, according to this opinion, that ein begidin beno sein tam, and therefore it's aser just because of the gid, but all other iserim, the tam does play a role. V'hamamish grei de la'olam ein bo iser. And maybe, says Rabbi Chanan, it's always the tam that is usser in the mamashis. It's just that the tam cannot exist in a vacuum, in the parech bavir. The tam needs something to ground it and make it into a maisa achila. So that's why you need the mamashis. But it's not ever, possibly, says the Rabbi Chanan, that the mamashis is the mechayev of the yisr. The tam is always the mechayev of every yisr, besides ein begidin beno sein tam. The tam is always the mechayev. V'im kein, ein hevdel im mamamish shel yisr o shel heter. So it doesn't matter if the item, the mamish, the substance, is itself heter or yisr. If it tastes like the yisr, it's usr. If it doesn't taste like the yisr, it's not usr. Dela olam atam osir hamamish. And that's the language. He quotes a ravid, vishkaz a ravid, ein chashivas ochel ela betamon. Mihu. And he says, that's the, okay, we'll get to the ramifications soon, but that's Rabbi Chanan. And therefore, the tam is always the thing that's usser, and it doesn't matter whether the item is usser, the item is mutter, the tam is what's usser. And therefore, that's why he says, is heter nefach l'isser. It's not really heter nefach l'isser. It's just that the heter now is the basis, is the anchor for the tam of the isser now to be Oser. So that's Rabbi Chanan. If you look in the pre-Moshe in his Sefer on Rov, so he suggests maybe this approach could be based on Reb Chaim. It's not only Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim said it. The Reb Yosef Engel has a whole piece on this in Lechach Tov and Klal Gimel. The Chakira in Bittel in Tom Kaker. And again, the Rishonim already said it, but Reb Chaim just expands upon it. And that's this is the Rambam Reb Chaim in Hilchos Maisa Karbanos Perek Yud Halacha Yud Beis, where he talks about Yisod Hachdina to Tom Kaker. How do you understand Tam Kaker? Tzarachiyin. Im huzed da amrinon, do you say da al yedei atam choshev nikar ha'isr, v'les beidin bitoklal, the second approach that we said, from the Chachmei Sfarad, that maybe because there's taste, so it's ki'ilu nikar ha'isr, like yavish b'yavish where it's nikar, and therefore there's no bitol. O de be'emes, no, chalal isr din bitol. Or do you say, no, there is bitol. There is bittel, regular bittel takes place because the tam is only a small amount. Verak de gam tamo iser, yesh bo dim iser. It's just like there's a new iser. There's a new iser that's called tam ke iker. Kidi alfina la mikroi de v'chal mishras v'guli enachrim. Like you have a special limud in the Torah for special psukim, so it sounds like it's a new iser. Ukalashana gemara v'chal duchti de tam ke iker. So like the language of the gemara, tam ke iker. So what do we say? That's from Chaim's Chakira. Do we say that it's the tam is chashev, so it's not batel, or that it is a new mechayev of tam? So says Reb Chaim, he has a problem, because our Gemara, the fact that you have new sources, gives the impression that it's a new tam, but if you look in the Mishnah in Chala, he quotes from the Mishnah in Chala, ha'ose isa menachitim u'mina orez, right, the case that the Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Chaim quoted. Right, the case, if you have a dough that's made out of rice and wheat, as long as it tastes like wheat, you're chayev es b'chala, and you could use it, yoti adem echavazu b'pesach. So if it's a new idea called tam, so then that new something called tam? No, you need dagan for matzah. Not just tam dagan, you need dagan for matzah. So how can you say that? It's just, it's a new machayev. Vim neima de be'emes yesh ala davar din bitol, v'chashev nisbatel. If you say really bitol works, ela de asr mishim dina de tam ki ikar, but it's a new idea called tam ki ikar, imkin ha'are lo shayach zos ela b'isurin. Right? Maybe the tam of the isur is also Usr, the Alfina Lamikra de Mishmas Guli Nachrim, the Alvagab the Atmo Shodavan is Batam, Mikomakam, Yeshbo Isr Tamo. Aval the Indian lost his bow, Yede Chavaso Matzah, but to be Yotze Matzah Pshita. To call she Yeshbi Ikaro Din Bittel, Shuvenu Yotze Bo Yede Matzah. If it's Batel, that's it. It's not Dagon. The Lomatina, the Bedina de Tam Kaker Lachud, Ye Sagi Lotzeis Bo Mitzvaso. Tam Matzah is enough for the Mitzvah? No, it must be that it's not Batel. So how do you shtim that though with Psachim Mem Dalet? Our Gemara sounds like it's something new learned out from Mishras and Yuli Nachrim and the Mishnah in Chala. So that's why Reb Chaim comes up with something in the middle. It's a new Machayev of Tam, but the way that works is that the Tam is not Batel. It's somewhere in the middle. Uv says Alavadai Dahach Dina the Tam Keiker. Be ikaru who did misuyim bifnei atzmo. The chalos iser shol tam ki ikar. Ukud yafina la mikra de mishras. De lave la ve isura. The ach, the din iser ze who ze gufa de lo batel. It's a new iser, but what's the iser? The fact that it's not batel. And it still exists. Vishaper nicha de mol hakdin tam ki ikar. Gam le dimatzis. Or mitzvos. To keep into ki ikaru mamish. The tam is like the ikar. To hapaki minin din bitel. Right, there's no bittel, and therefore the taste of grain is kilu. It is grain. It's kilu. It is grain. So it's a new idea that the tam is ki'ikr. But how do you understand it that it's not bittel and it is like the grain? Just to expand on it, the Primosha has a beautiful formulation of this. Reb Chaim, the Torah is saying that the tam is usur. The tam is usur, but you can't. This is similar to what we were just saying before with Ribalchana, but not exactly. But you just can't. You can't just eat the taste. It must have food that tastes like iser is itself usr. Not dafka that it's nefach l'iser, right? Most people say, most Rishonim, says the Primoshe, do not hold in the sugya of chanan, chati chanasas nevela. They don't usually hold that. They don't hold that. But if you look in, but here they hold iser heter nefach l'iser, so it must not mean literally that. Says this is the Primoshe now in Siman Lamed Zayin. Da'al geder hu, dematara asra tam, al karkach lo shayach loma she'asra lechol tam. De tam yefshe lechol. You can't just eat taste. Ela kavana haisa lo lechol ochel kishemar gishtam shel iser. Tam geger means you can't eat food that tastes like iser. The iser is asr, and any food that tastes like the iser is asr. V'im kain, hecha sheha ochel es haheter, ach margish bo es hatam iser, is asr. Dezeo gedr iser tam, tebekal ofan sheha ochel u margish tam shel iser, harei ze achilas iser. So that's how he explains Reb Chaim, that it's not, tam is a new idea, but the chiddush is that the tam is asr in any food, And that's these Rishonim understand Tam Ki'ikr, and that's why you say you're going to be lokeh for a kezias from the Taroves. That's it, right? You don't need to eat a kizayis of the Isser. Right, another nafkamina, Rabbi Chanan brought up also, and the Primosha brings up, and that is, what about Isuri Hana? Kitam ki ikr only for Isuri Achila or even Isuri Hana? So the Rosh in Avodah Zarah, in Hey Lamed, and the Ran say, it could even, once it's Tam ki ikr, it's even Asur Bana. Let's say Chametz. Tam ki ikr by Chametz. Chametz is Asur Bana. The Ravid says, no, it's only by Isuri Achila. Says Rabbi Chanan, L'chora, if it's something new, and the Primosha also, if it's something new, then it should be limited. Something new should be by Yisuri Achila. But if it's that it's not Batel, and therefore it's Nikar HaYisur, then Memela should apply even to Yisuri Hana. Why should it make a difference? See, he quotes, Iker Svar Ezoz Rebel Chana Lo Shaykh Elen Yin Achila, the idea Atam Nikar HaYisur, Avalol Yin Hana, Ubeth Kenishit is arriving. But if you look in the Primosha, he explains it as follows. The Primosha, towards the end of that simon, he says beautifully. He says, according to the Rosh and the Rishon, they say the Tam Keker Hofech Hetet Olios Iser Kivan Shagether Shu Shelo Lechol Ulahargish Imke Kozban Shayach Rak Beisra Achila Lo Shayach Beisra Tam Ach I Neima Da Hagether Tam Keker Kivan Di Ika Tam Hareze Keniker Ha Iser Velo Batil. So it's as if you have the item. Imke In Huadin Lagabi Ha Iser Anot Kozban Di Ika Tam Ha Iser Lo Batil Mamela Nishar Bi Isuro Mei I Karu. So that is that. If you look again in the Lech HaTov and Rabbi Yosef Engel, he has pages and pages of nafkaminas, just to mention one of the first ones he mentions. He says, the machlokas Rav and Levi, which we'll get to, by the Shem, Sacha Mayin Vav, Recha Milsa, Recha La Milsa. What's that machlokas about? He says, well, Recha maybe is just a taste. Recha, the steam of the aroma, I should say, of an item. It's the taste of the item, but it's not the mamashes of the item. So maybe they're arguing about this issue. Irecha nosi lo the pligi bipsafik anal. Itam levada oser kishein etzem imo vizeo reach. Delaniras that you rak tam levad vein etzem holy chimo. Or no, or it's that it's not batel. Right, the way that Rabbi Lechatov says it is, number one, Da'idei hargoshes atam nechshev ha'etzem lenikar, v'alkein etzem ha'iser eno batel v'oser. It's as if the item is still here. Da'atam atzmo avi iser v'gzeres ha'kasavu. V'nafgamina leichesh lo nivla rak tam levad v'eina etzem ho'lechimo i'aser o mutter. And he quotes many sources as well. Again, this is a big sugya. Just made one more line. The psak din, most rishonim hold that tam kikir is aser daraisa. Where the machlokas is whether you're going to get malchus or not. So many rishonim we just mentioned, Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Chaim, they all hold you're going to get malchus. Even if you say it's daraisa, you might not get malchus. Right? If you look in the Tosfos, that Tosfos in Avodah Zarah, the Samach Zayin, machlokas. We showed him some say you don't get Malkus. Maybe it's because the Me'iri in our Gemara says it's compared to Chatzi Shir. You're not going to get Malkus. The Baal Amor in our Sugya says it's learned from a Kalva Chomer, from Enon Shem and Adin. Tosfos says there in Avodah Zarah, Samach Zayin, it's learned from Ki'ule Akum, which is just an Isser Aseh. Isser Aseh. But Rabbeinu Tam and the other Rishonim say, no, you would get Malkus. Why? Rabbeinu Tam uses the principle of Ahadre Li Isur Kama. Meaning what? Something is Aser. And then it's not usher because of you don't have the mamashas there. Once the Torah says Tam Ki Iker, does it go back to be the original Isser or not? And included in the original Pasuk. Right, we have that by Psuliam Mukdashim, he quotes, but that's Rabbeinu Tam. He uses that principle here. Ahadri Liusura Kama, so it's included in the regular Isser, and therefore it's a Gilui Milsa that the Tam is also included in the main Iker or Isser, and that's why you're going to get Malkus. Kiva da Hajj Kra Hajj Luduchte Dilav de Nevela Udechelev Udeshar Isure. That's how the other Rishonim say that it's also you're going to get Malkus even. Rashi in Chulin and Ramban and others, a few minority group of Rishonim say maybe Tam Geker is only Durabanan. Maybe it's only Durabanan. Again, Machlokas in the Gemara, but some say that. The Shitas of Rambam is a big discussion, not for now. In Machalas Asura, the beginning of Perek Tezvav, the Kesemishta assumes he holds like Rashi, the Rabbi Chaim assumes he doesn't hold like Rashi, but this is some of the basics of Tam Ki Iker.